Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
We're back.
Hi.
Good God.
God.
You know, I'm tired.
This is a start for
you
sure.
You guys remember how to do this?
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Seems like.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you, Rabah?
So he hasn't slept all night.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I'm a dumbass. I messed up.
So. That's why there's two coffees on the table here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One for the front, one for the back. Let's go. Carl, how was your weekend?
Yeah.
Why don't you even start it like that?
Sheesh.
I'm already a
best way to take coffee. I was going to sing the Folgers jingle, but like...
The best part about waking up is Folgers in your butt. No, sorry. Yo, how was your guys' weekend?
It's good.
What do you mean we were together on the weekend?
Yeah, one day.
One day, you know?
Yeah. What do you guys do on the weekend other than that day we hung out? We'll get into that in a second, but...
I just finished my last project.
Oh, yeah.
And then... Yesterday we just chilled all day, and yeah, on Sunday we had our trip. So
yeah, we had a big trip. That's apparently like the third year they've done that, right?
Yeah,
like a big lake get together.
Yeah, Cultus Lake thing.
Went to the Cultus Lake, which is nice,
beautiful,
really beautiful place, beautiful spot. And I thought the water is just gonna be more clear and bluer, but it was good.
It was okay.
It was decent.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought it would be more dirtier, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good. I was going to swim either way, but I didn't know how to swim. So
yeah.
So people taught me. This guy taught me a bit.
Hey.
And then your partner taught me a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was on the swimming team, so
had
a lot of confidence in her teachings.
I know.
And I think I got it down pretty good that my ear got clogged.
Yeah, so you're kind of like at 80% right now.
Yeah.
What's the plan of attack here?
Yeah,
he can't hear out of his left ear, by the way.
Yeah, my left ear is just shot. It's dampened right now. It's I don't know. I think it's just a buildup of wax, as gross as that sounds, but buildup of wax.
I think some people can. One thing I was like, oh, you gotta wash it, like take the earwax out, take the earwax out. But it's like your body's not gonna make it.
It's also not very healthy to remove it completely. Like, it's
good
to clean your ears every time you shower, but not to the point where, like, you're, like, literally carving.
No, that's not good.
I clean my outer ear, every time I shower.
Yeah,
every time
I kind of,
like, wash my face, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never touch my canals.
My canals. That felt...
My canals.
Is Folgers in your...
I think some people have, like, weird...
I think they do it... connection. Their body like produces too much wax.
Maybe.
I think so. Because your body's not going to produce it for it to be like a thing you don't get rid of. Like it gets rid of it automatically.
Yeah. Or maybe some people like their ears don't deal well with like water. I don't know.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
With what?
Maybe. Water. Oh, maybe because.
Oh, okay. It's already starting.
Maybe because you didn't like swim in a long time too. So that's why maybe.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I always get that. You know, clogness in my ear.
Oh, really?
All the time.
Last time it was the right one.
Oh.
That was dampened a bit for just a day.
So this happened before?
For just a day.
Wait,
but then after a day, like, it was okay.
You do have smaller ear than us?
Smaller ears?
Let's compare.
All right, let's compare.
Oh. Don't look.
Only
no,
ears.
I think it's the way, like, you know how, like, your nose, your eyes, your ears are, like, kind of connected to something. I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, it's all, like,
all connected together.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe, like, something in there is connected differently in yours. Or I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Different.
You're different.
It doesn't like bug
you're
you.
Special.
It's bugging me even now. Yeah, it's,
like,
it's
annoying.
It's annoying to just hear you like
half.
If I was you,
like
I would freak out.
Guys,
I'd be so annoyed.
Yeah, only half of what you guys are saying.
Yeah,
I think it's like how I'm such a like a balance thing for me. Like even when I listen to music and like one side of the earphone
you
is like a little bit quieter than the left.
Yeah,
I'll adjust it so it matches. I think it's like nails on a chalkboard when stuff doesn't match.
Early
for me,
damn.
And you've been dealing with this for like 2 days now.
Yeah,
you should really go to the doctor.
I mean,
I had a very senile hearing for the past 2 days.
Oh gosh,
I remember that happened to me one time after a concert.
Oh,
we were like, we went to Rema's concert, And then we were standing literally very close to the speakers, like literally like this.
Oh my gosh.
And the music was so loud, and I was like, you know, it's fine, it's fine. But after I left, I couldn't hear well. Like, my hearing was so bad. Even like next day I went to work, I couldn't hear. Like people would call me like, hey, Rabab, Rabab, Rabab.
That's scary.
I was so scared. Like, am I losing?
Was your ear like ringing? After
I left, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then after, like, even a few days after, I mean, I don't know if like my hearing's still like that and I just don't notice the difference anymore, or like my hearing just got better by time. I don't know. Shit. It's just so scary.
It's scary because once it's damaged, it's damaged.
I know. Yeah.
Like, you can't fix it. Yeah.
I know. I knew someone who would like listen to music in their earphones like very, very loudly, and they actually have like weak hearing now.
Shit.
Like, if you...
That's Cameron.
That's my biggest fear.
It's always good to, like, keep it... I remember I had, like, fake iPhones. Not iPhones. AirPods. iPhone, like, AirPods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, they would hurt my ears. Like, literally, when I'm listening to music, like, my ears are hurting. Oh, and I was, like, so scared I'm going to lose my hearing just because I have fake...
Oh, God. You know, when we went to Tyler...
We're not lame. Please keep listening.
Yeah, we're like, all our ailments, our issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Cameron's putting coffee up his ass. Kyle's deaf. So when we went to Tyler, in my left ear, when the volume got too high, and this happens now when we're at clubs or anything loud.
Yeah.
When it gets stuff too loud, in my left ear is just static. Just like, it's just buzzing, like it's not clear sound anymore.
Oh,
but then it, like, when the volume goes low, it's like a level. It's like my ears peaked in sound. It's crazy. So when something's too loud, it's just buzzing.
Scary.
God, we're getting older, bro.
We should listen to our Apple Watch when it says in a loud environment. Because every time I'm in a loud place...
Does your Apple Watch say that?
Yeah.
Even when we were
in the lake, it says loud environment because people are talking. And I'm like, what do you mean loud environment? It's not.
Yeah.
Apple Watch has anxiety? That's crazy.
I know.
Yo, damn.
Social anxiety.
Things
here
are getting complicated.
I know.
Speaking of...
I'm the one that's tired. Sorry.
Welcome back, Rabab.
Oh, yeah.
It's been,
we haven't seen you for a minute.
It's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Finals.
Yeah. Finals.
And we took... kind of a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of a break. But, yeah.
We're back.
Also, I found this out, like, for Deadpool.
Okay.
Yeah, we watched it, right? Have you watched Deadpool?
Oh, God. It's okay.
So good. But I found this out, like, it's not going to be a spoiler.
Okay.
But, you know, my birthday, right? My birthday.
Which is next week?
Yeah, which is next week. And I was just watching a lot of Deadpool stuff because... You know, after kind of watching Deadpool, because I was like, I was so like, oh, I need more of it.
You're still in the mood.
I'm still in the mood of it. But when I watched like an interview for Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman,
I watched the old one, but not the new.
You watched the old one?
Yeah.
Watch the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the new one. Continue. It's really good. Yeah. Just really good. But anyways, yeah, when I was watching like an interview at Jimmy Kimmel for them both, because they were interviewing each other, it's like a special episode,
mm-hmm.
and. I think it was Ryan on the seat, and then Hugh was interviewing him, and he told about the story of making this new movie because it was just already been like a couple years already passed, and you know, the old movies have just kind of
Disney almost, Fox.
Yeah, almost gone and forgotten a bit. But when they were planning for this next movie, which is Deadpool and Wolverine, Ryan couldn't like think of kind of like what to do with the story and everything like that. And He was telling Hugh that it's because of Hugh like pulling over on August 14th, 2022, 1 p.m. Him calling him back and saying, oh, I want to be Wolverine again. That kind of dominoed effect everything to making this movie.
Ooh.
It gave them like the how and why for the movie and then pitched it to like the Marvel heads, you know, mm-hmm. Marvel executives.
So it happened on your birthday.
So it happened on my birthday, 2022.
Yeah. Do you?
That was crazy.
Do you remember what you
crazy
did that
fate.
Day?
2022, August 14th.
Who was Carl in 2022?
Didn't we have that party in 2022?
Yeah.
Or was it 2022 or 2021?
I don't.
That party was 2021.
Oh, that was a year.
I think 2022.
That was a year later then.
I don't know what we did.
I don't know.
I think you didn't have a party with us.
No.
Yeah, on that summer. So.
I think you were in Philippines or something.
No, I was in the Philippines.
Yeah, but
something was happening.
I'm not sure my what birthday, we did. I'm not sure what we did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I found out that fact. It was really, really surprisingly nice. Yeah.
That's really special.
So you guys are welcome.
Damn.
A star was born.
No, but yeah. That was a pretty sick kind of coincidence.
If you had to play a superhero, what would you play?
If I had to play a superhero.
If you're like, this is a superhero I want to play. Known or unknown. Do you know many superheroes? Shit. I don't even know many superheroes.
I kind of want to play Thanos.
Thanos? Back you. Shit, it snaps. Damn. What about you?
What if... Sorry, I blacked out for 1 second. I don't even know what you asked.
What like if you were... Did you switch? Are you deaf? this
I am deaf in here.
Deaf in the head.
She patted on her head, by the way. No, if you had to play a superhero, what would...
Play a superhero?
Yeah.
There's a
lot.
Yeah.
I'll play Green Goblin. That suits me, I think. But he's a villain.
Did you see this new movie, Mr. Webb? Mrs. Webb.
Yes.
Mrs. Webb. Madam Webb. Yeah. Oh my God.
I think I would play her role, but I would do it better.
Better.
Sorry. No offense.
Damn.
No offense. What's her name?
Oh, she's hot though. Dakota Johnson.
I was gonna say this. Don't Dakota. You get? Don't you say you look like her?
People tell me. I don't say.
Oh, okay.
But people tell me. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying, like, maybe I would play her role, and I like her powers. You know that she can like predict what's gonna happen and stuff like that.
Wait. Yeah. Isn't that the end of the movie? She's like blind. And
Stuck she lost
to a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, but I don't want that to happen.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
but I would like add more. Like I would add more powers to her, not just like, oh, I'm protecting the future. Like, okay, like.
Oh yeah, she just really. She just kind of sees everything.
Exactly. I would enhance that character, but like I would. I think it's nice.
You're just nosy. You just want to know everything.
Me?
Yeah, I think you just want to know everything in everyone's business. You're like, oh, I know everything.
Wait, can she know?
I think so, right?
Well, like, can she read people's
predict?
Minds?
Predict?
I mean, it's sort of knowing what the intention of the person is.
Oh, okay.
Would you want to have... Okay. Would you want to have, like, you're constantly hearing everybody's thoughts?
No.
Okay. Not constantly. I would want it controlled, like Charles Xavier.
Oh, shit.
That's sounded really devious, nerdy on like.
We got really nerdy.
That sounded devious, like. Yeah, we partied
on Sunday. Well, we didn't really party. We just had a good lake, beautiful lake day with a bunch of people.
I know. Yeah. It, like we counted on the picture, like how many people showed up, even like in the picture, 32.
32.
We were 32. Like from my partner's side, from like you know my friends.
Yeah.
And then.
That was so.
And I got to know that it was sort of like a. Tradition or a ritual?
It's starting. It is
because you know, my partner and his friends they do it like every year. You know, going to Cultist Lake, and it started with like 5 of them.
Yeah.
Last year it was just like I think it was 10 of us, 15, like not that much. But this year,
30.
Like doubled.
Everyone invited everyone. You know, and it was kind of cool. Like I like that
because
at first we were worried because I'm like a lot of people will show up. You know. But then I was like, it's okay. Like, everyone will do their own thing. It's not like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we made it happen. It was fun. So.
What I also really like, aside from the horrible parking.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Trying to find a spot. But, like, I loved how active it was. Or, like, how many people were there.
Yeah.
Right. It was actually really nice to just have, like, a crowd of people around. Everyone's,
and everyone's blasting music.
Enjoying. No one's, like.
Like, no one has been annoying.
Like, no one's been annoying. Yeah. Like it's such a nice.
And I enjoyed it because there was a lot of Arab people there too, and some Arab people were like playing Arab music next
Very
to
diverse
us.
Yeah,
I really liked it.
Yeah, I really love like Arab, like the way kind of like they dance with the music.
Oh yeah.
There's some people
I'm fucking
dancing.
Obsessed, bro. Like it's like, hey. It's a very very choreographically.
Dabki. Dubki. I don't know. Anytime. Yeah.
Yeah. Were they just like hold hands? I'm telling you, I told you this, like, were they just holding hands, like all the boys, you know? Just like, yeah, just all in unison, just dancing. That's crazy. I know. That's all. That's
Do you cool. have a version?
It's like a nice mosh pit. It's like a respectful mosh pit. Yeah, yeah.
No one's punching. Anybody.
Exactly. No punching. Just no jump pushing. Up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just up and down and
smile. And you move your legs in like the same way together.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Is there a version of that in your.
Yeah, sort of. We got it from the Spanish, like the Spaniards, like coracha. Oh, but dang. It's not really like a group thing. It's more so like tandem,
mm-hmm.
like with another partner, and then like each of them's kind of like dance separately.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
But yeah, there's also this like the sticks thing, like the bamboo sticks,
mm-hmm.
like where two people kind of like bang. Bang it. No, not bang.
What type of sticks are we talking?
For everyone listening.
Stick?
Sticks banging on the ground, yeah.
Oh, okay, you okay.
Kind
okay.
of like
banging
thump them on the ground. Yeah. There you go. That's the better word.
Sorry,
like
you said
rhythmically, yeah.
You said it was such a hard beat. Yeah. Like it just, and you stopped
two
right after.
Two people banging,
said it.
Yeah.
And then, we have that thing like what do you call it, la drum, kind of a drum, but like you put it here like on your waist and you kind of hug it with your hands and you're like like you just make sounds
and then you just dance
and then people
being human is hilarious
and people can dance. It's kind of traditional, but people sometimes still do it just for fun.
Yeah.
You can bring it to your hangout and just start playing it and people will dance or do
shit
like that.
Yeah, if you got a rhythm you're good to go.
Yeah
that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a sunny ass day.
I know.
The only hard part was like, I think we did screw up their grill.
No, you guys didn't.
We did not.
Even
we
before you guys came. So was my partner issues? Was like, we literally just arrived and then we started like grilling the chicken that we had.
Yeah.
And then suddenly started catching fire, you know? And we didn't realize that the chicken didn't cook well. So he just gave me the chicken and I was eating. I was like, I feel like this is raw. Like, I don't think this is cooked, you know? And it was raw, like in the middle, kind of, you know.
Mm.
So I just threw it.
Was that earlier, before we got there?
Before you guys got, yeah. So I think they didn't realize that their grill was like so used and like they didn't clean it well, and
like caught fire.
We didn't even have a chance to like grill all of our chicken. Yeah. Which sucks, but it's okay.
I know. They retired it.
I feel like next time it's better to have two grills at least.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like,
that's a life hack. Bring two grills.
You can't have charcoal. Grill in like these parks nowadays because of the heat, so
it's gotta be propane.
Charcoal. No, the way she said it, I was like
charcoal.
I was surprised because like you guys made that shit into like a fire pit. there was like flames coming out of the grill.
It busted
like,
out
what the fuck
like,
is going on.
And
we were surrounded by trees too. Like,
Oh, then the police came.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude.
We were playing volleyball. Like we were playing not volleyball. Yeah. So we're just throwing a football around.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, keep throwing. Like nothing's going on. But they went everywhere.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. I feel like in our group, a lot of people were like holding their liquor.
Yeah.
Like
they're
that.
Just out.
And I kept telling, and my partner kept telling everyone, please, like hide your liquor. And it's mainly was because we were scared that we might get a bill like a ticket like a big fine for all of us because they will assume that all of us are doing that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that was very stressful because I know everyone was kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
So they weren't like really focused.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
They just saw this like one Budweiser on the table.
Yeah,
they just dumped it.
I know.
I saw that.
Okay,
the good thing that's the only thing that they saw.
And then the group beside us. And a bunch of stuff that they got dumped.
Yeah.
But I know as like early, like 5 minutes before that, your partner came up to me and was like, hey, let's put it into this, like we'll double bag it. That's like kind of covering the cans. We were like a step ahead, but.
Oh yeah. The garbage kind of like.
Oh. It was a see-through.
Yeah.
It was just cans.
It's all cans.
It was bad. We recycled. We tried our best.
We recycled.
We took care of business. But the police come to shut down. Yo, there's rules of living in the Lower Mainland. I feel like it's gotten stricter.
Yeah.
There's a legit curfew at English Bay.
Oh yeah, but also like, I understand why.
10 p.m. though.
I understand
The sun's not down.
Because English Bay, like everyone goes there, and like some people like don't even know the rules, so they just throw trash, and it's.
I know, but like midnight is reasonable to me. 10 p.m. is ridiculous.
Yeah, true. Because kind of the sun's
not down yet. Completely. It's not even set. And it's like they're just coming in and being like. Okay, go home now. Like,
I remember one time in Kitsilano, I was like, just laying there. I think I had a date at that time, and then suddenly we just see the police, just like, get up, like go. And I'm like, what is going on?
Unexpected police interactions are a little much.
I know.
They can be so angry.
I know. I mean, imagine seeing people having fun and you're just stuck working.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fuck.
It's giving jelly.
I don't know if we talked about this. Like, what was, like, your guys' weird experiences with cops that you want to share?
So, I was spreading love. Wait.
What?
Let me figure spreading this
out. So, spreading legs? Spreading
Folgers in? No. Folgers in? I'll stop that. Your stuff. Sorry. So I was, so we had a DD. So there's four or five of people in a car, and we're all wearing seatbelts. We're doing everything correct. Mm-hmm. We have a designated driver. Like, we're going home. I had the window rolled down, and I put my arm out, and I was, like, doing a peace sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was, like, 18 in Alberta. And we're leaving the bar, and I had my arm out, and a ghost car passed us, did a shit hook or a U-turn, I mean, and then pulled us over.
Yeah.
And went to me directly and was like, you start yelling at me. Like, hey, get your shit together. Oh. Arms and body and legs. And he said I was stunting.
Arms, body, and legs. I was stunting.
What does that mean?
Stunting's like your body's out the window. Oh. Like you're. Like whatever, and I had my arm out the window. I was literally just fucking with a peace sign.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he gave me a ticket that was $700.
Bro, no.
Yeah, he hated me
for giving a peace
sign.
That is
intentional. Like $700.
And yeah. This is in Alberta, in a small town, and I was just in. It was just me and a bunch of my friends that are white. They're Caucasian, mm-hmm. And I was just the only Native guy. None of them got the
ticket. And you're the only one that got a ticket.
Talk to yeah.
Dude.
And he gave me a $700 ticket, and I was like, okay,
that's cool.
Racism?
And I was like 18, just moved here, and I was like, okay, first thing, cool. And thanks, man. You woke me up. Yeah, crazy.
Damn.
What the fuck?
I will never put my hand out of the window again.
I was spreading love.
I like doing that sometimes,
you know? Yeah, but no, he was.
Just feeling the air.
It's like a dog, just like with
And he talked to, like, I almost said her name. The person in the driver's seat, like, she was sober, designated driver. We did everything correctly. But yeah. I just got unfortunately targeted.
Like, my arm was at the window. $700?
Yeah, it was pretty horrible. But it was cool. Everyone in the car was like, fuck that. Like, everyone vouched. And even their parents' vouched. Like, it was kind of a nice thing. But, yeah, that was an experience.
Shit.
Do you have anything?
Well, I mean, my interactions with the cops has just been a bit reasonable, I guess. Like, the recent one is just, you know, getting...
There, like, was a recent one?
Yeah, like a recent one. Like, I think you know about this. Yeah.
Oh.
I told you about this. I think the red
light.
Oh,
the cop you smacked in the face? What? And beat up? And pissed on? I don't know.
The blue's gonna come after me, bro. What's that code again? 777?
What?
When, like, when a cop like gets killed,
oh,
and then all the kind of like the force kind of goes after the suspects.
Oh, I know they did definitely something like obviously
that. Something like that.
But yeah, I don't know the code. Yeah.
I don't want to be
so. That's what you did.
Here. Yeah. Oh no.
So this just in, Carl Salad.
You guys, I gotta go. Goodbye. This is my last podcast.
Yeah, he's going. His new pseudonym. His new name is Salas Carl. Salas Carl. Nah.
Yeah. No, because when I was, you know, there was an intersection in downtown, and I mean, I didn't know at the time that it was like a rule, but I was turning left, and it's a one way, right? So it's, you can act like it's like just the turning a right, which is, you know, it's, you just basically roll and then kind of commit when it's safe. But when it's to the left of the one way and the red light already kind of like shone, and I just stopped like before the intersection, obviously, and then I rolled a bit to see if it's safe, and then I committed to the left. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know that there was a ghost car behind me, and then like the light went on and
saw
then,
all of it,
and then fucking saw all of it, and then, you know, they pulled me over, basically telling me like that was wrong. I was supposed to actually stop at the red light and then wait for a bit and then roll.
That's kind of reasonable.
Like, what the fuck?
But okay. It's kind of the same thing.
I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of the same thing. I was just a few seconds off. Like, what the
you're
fuck?
You're being careful. Yeah. It's not like you're just boom. Like,
and it's $167.
They should see these people.
Oh, you got ticketed.
Yeah, $167 for the violation.
Damn.
Yeah. They should really be there when, like, I'm almost run over by so many people here driving crazy. Like,
yeah.
Like, you did the right thing. You were waiting. Like, some people just, like, boom. Like, don't care.
Yeah. But this one weird thing like happened to me like a long time ago with another cop.
Okay.
Because I was in my old
shoplifting. Just kidding.
If you have been a fan of the podcast, Carl has a
like callback for the way back. Yeah.
Spider-Man would not be proud.
Spider-Man would not be proud.
The DVD.
The Marvel heroes that I looked up to would look down on me. So. So I was in the alley and I was coming off fresh from Wendy's, and you know how much I love Wendy's, bro.
He's a big Wendy's guy.
I'm a big Wendy's guy. We'll talk about that in a bit. But I was in the alley and because I had this old shitty van before my current car.
Oh, I remember this.
You remember the car?
Yeah, I remember the van. Yeah.
Were you there for my old shitty van?
I don't think so.
I don't.
Yeah, it's like
I didn't even know her yet.
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was way before.
This was like,
yeah.
I was 19. We were 19.
Yeah, I remember now. Oh, I remember. Yeah. True. It was a shitty like 1999 Plymouth Chrysler Voyager.
I don't know the kinds.
It's
the species. She does not know.
Basically a grandma's like car.
Oh, okay.
Grandma's van. And everything kind of was rusty, crusty, dusty.
Old.
Musty.
God damn.
Crusty, musty, dusty, crusty.
That's why I pulled you over. Sir, this car is shit. Get it off the
Change
road
now.
It smells like ass. I can smell you a mile away. Sorry.
And you don't even realize as well sometimes that the headlight isn't on because, you know, I mean,
It's fucked up. Yeah.
And also, you can't really control it sometimes. So it was already like dark out and it was night. Mm-hmm. And I was fresh off of coming from Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
I was just rolling, you know, just in the alley. And then
this
cop behind me suddenly, you know, lights on. I didn't even know that it was there. Like, it's like the actual cop car. And then I pulled over. Shit. And then this cop like had his gun, like had his hand in his gun.
Hey, that's scary.
And had like a flashlight on my car, like after just waiting for 10 minutes of like, you know, anxiety and just like, okay, what the fuck did I do?
He waited?
What the fuck? Yeah, we stalled for a bit, like for the first 10 minutes, got out of the car, had his hand on his gun.
Wow.
And had his like flashlight on, you know, my car and my driver's kind of like side. And then, you know, I rolled down my window, he got up to the car, like, all right, everything okay? Just kind of it looks a bit kind of suspicious here. You don't have your headlights on.
Whoa.
Like, oh, yeah, sorry, like I told him about the car being shitty and being crusty, musty, dusty.
You did the whole thing for him. You performed for him.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, he was like, oh, it was a white dude too, you know. He seemed really okay to talk to, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know. And then he was like, oh yeah, there was just a murderer on the loose, that's why like
oh my god,
yeah, that's why god. Like, we just wanted to be making sure, like doing our caution and stuff. And you just kind of like look suspicious with your headlights off. Yeah, like, and then we went on to the fucking shenanigans
Cop,
of like
you
the
were right.
License and shit. 777
Salas. Strike again.
And then I didn't even realize how many cops were there until I, you know, after that interaction, I pulled out of the alley and then I saw
cops everywhere.
Fucking cops everywhere. I was like, yeah,
murder.
Shit.
Dude, murders be occurring.
Good thing I'm not a murderer, bro. Like,
yeah, knock on wood. Wait, no, wait.
What do you mean?
I could be. I would if I could, or I could if I would.
So, yeah, I mean, Yeah, it's up there.
I don't know if it's just my TikTok, but like there's a lot of murders here.
Right? I've been seeing more stories. Yeah. I remember like last year there was a
scared.
A stabbing in we go Roxy?
The club? Oh yeah.
There was a guy stabbed there.
I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
Like, when?
It was just so recent.
Oh, recently.
And then like 2 weeks later I took my parents there. So
okay.
Like, so this is where it happened. Again, his autograph.
The outline is still there.
Yeah.
The white outline.
Yeah. People were laying down, posing with it. Yeah. No, things have been going on.
I saw this thing on TikTok, like it literally happened in City Central that a guy was trying to rob a bank. Not even a bank. I don't know what is it. It's like it's called currency exchange.
Oh yeah.
And then someone was trying to rob it and then they failed. So they set someone on fire. Someone that works there. Yeah. And I think I'm not sure if they're okay. I hope they're okay. I'm not sure. And that guy escaped. Like he ran away.
He's still on the run.
He's just out?
Yeah.
With money and he killed someone.
He failed. He couldn't. Oh, he failed. Yeah. Oh. So he set someone on fire. Like, dude, just leave. Like, why you set someone on fire?
Yeah. What a sore loser. He's like, darn it. Well,
arson.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's so scary. Like sometimes I'm like so scared because if you're like just talking to a stranger, you never know if they're like being nice to you. I saw that in the movie yesterday too. Like it's like when someone approaches you. Like you in your mind you would think that maybe they want to say something nice to me or like I don't know, just say hi, but like they could be coming to stab you, like you never know.
They could do anything in an instant.
It's so scary to know that. Yeah.
Like I remember even that incident that happened downtown, which was like even more kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
This guy asked, so a dad asked this guy, "Hey, can you stop vaping around my kid?"
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy stabbed the guy, and this was outside of Starbucks, and stabbed him. Dad fell to the ground and laid there and was slowly dying.
Oh, no.
And everyone around did nothing.
It was this here?
Yeah, this happened on Granville. The footage was so disturbing because no one did anything. And you can time lapse the video. Everyone was just kind of walking. They look at him. Laying there. Like dying.
That's what I don't like about here. Like, I don't know. Like, I understand. Like, people don't want to engage. So, because the more you engage, the more trouble you get into.
Yeah, the more you're in it.
Exactly.
But like legal action and shit.
It takes zero effort to just call the police. You know.
Like holy shit.
It's so scary.
Because and you see the pool, the blood gets bigger, and it's just he's just laying there, and he could have survived, but no one did anything.
What is that? Oh, I didn't ask you. You posted a story. Like,
oh, yeah.
A car and blood. And I was like, that's...
I don't know. Was it blood?
I looked at the picture. Engine oil.
Either engine oil or blood. I don't know.
Really? But it was red. You guys are colorblind or something? Shit. I don't know.
Colorblind?
Damn.
We're getting up there in age, man.
Imagine punching someone. It's like, it's just oil. Like, it's not blood.
I didn't murder him. It's just oil. Yeah.
Kool-Aid?
No.
But I don't think I had like bad experiences with cops. If anything, they were nice to me.
Yeah. Pretty privileged.
Because I remember one time. Well, it could.
It could be.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have like interactions with the cops because I used to wear the scarf, right? Mm-hmm. When I was wearing the scarf, there was a lot of weird interactions with white people, you know, like so weird, you know. But now that I don't wear it anymore, like from far away, I don't look Arab, you know. So like, I don't get weird interactions anymore. Huh? But like the cops generally were nice. Even one time I remember we were going downtown and like I would drink in the SkyTrain as usual, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I would hide the drink though.
Yeah. Respectfully.
Yeah. But I was also like, you know, like still in my party era, crazy, you know, not now. But I was like actually super drunk. And then I was just following someone in the gate. Like I wasn't tapping my card. One cop caught me because they were like watching people, you know, and he's like, "You didn't tap your card," and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like, I think I'm just distracted. I don't know what's wrong with me." I'm so sorry. And he's like, "Oh, just go load your card," and I just went, and like, he didn't find me anything.
Damn,
that's cool.
Now a buddy of ours, like,
what a guy,
topped it and got fined like I think 200 something.
My mom got fined too.
Yo, nobody's safe.
It was so sad because we were still new here, and she was using the orange card, you know, because I mean my mom doesn't look old, she's young, you know, like,
oh my god,
and she's like using the orange card because, you know, why not, you know.
Yeah.
And we were still like over like first few months here, and literally a cop, like, that's why I think like it's sometimes racially motivated, because it's like if it was me maybe he would be like, oh, it's okay, go, you know. But because my mom was wearing a scarf and like it's like, oh, these dumb idiots, you know, they don't know what's going on. Dang. So he fined her $200.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's only happened once when I've been on a SkyTrain where the TransLink police, I guess, come on the train.
Yeah.
Oh, and they check ask for everybody. I get so anxious if they
everybody. That's only ever happened once. I've
but
been
that
like
is
years.
Oh, too much.
Yeah. It's very much.
Especially, like, honestly, I don't blame people that do this stuff, that they follow someone, they don't pay. Like, sometimes I don't blame them because the prices are getting so crazy.
It's pretty rough.
Like, it's like calm down, you know. Yeah. Like, we're going in a SkyTrain sitting next to druggies and I don't know what, and
yeah, we're trying to get
expensive.
Places.
Like, if it's expensive, make it VIP. Don't make it like
that is the free most drinks, like privileged thing I've ever. Yeah, there's like a
fucking spa.
There's first class.
Like, exactly. Like, come on.
Just air conditioning.
Like, okay, now my school covers for transit. But like, if I want to go to work every day, like I have to pay like almost $10 a day or something, or like a month, you need to pay
$170 something
a month for just transit. Like, you know, you don't even have a car. What if you have a car and you need transit, then insurance and transit and this and that.
That's my life.
That's too much. Like, and we still share it with like druggies that smell like shit. And like, I'm sorry. Like, and they attack you on the train and they almost stab you. Like, come on. Like,
yeah,
they need
crazy
to have more regulations.
Even also, like, there was a recent...
Sorry, I was complaining.
Go
she's
off, like, go off.
VIP.
TransLink, fuck you.
There would be, like, VIP section where...
Yeah.
Air conditioning.
Tables.
Complimentary whiskey.
Champagne.
There's a waiter
like a bar.
There.
Just like... like dining tables.
I mean, that's
restaurant.
What I imagined Canada to be when I came here. Not there with like...
There's sleeping pods. Yeah. You can just like crawl in and sleep.
I don't know.
Yeah. But what is it again? Like TransLink released like a recent news as well that they like have a gap in their funding. Even with all the expensive
everyone
shit.
Has a gap.
Even all the, like, I guess the inflation and whatever bullshit in the market and everything. But the CEO was just explaining, yeah, guys, so we have a huge gap in funding. So in this 2026, we'll either kind of increase, you know, exponentially for...
That was cute. It's like, when a kid's trying to get a word out.
You can't be a politician.
You'd be a...
You'd be like...
Joe Biden. Fucking Joe Biden. But anyways.
No, I found it hard to watch because I watched like... you seen the video of like Joe Biden 10 years ago to now. And back then he's like talking. Like he's giving rebuttals, having full sentences, very clear. And then it cuts to him now and it's like... the stairs, like coffee. And it's just hard to watch. Watching people get older.
Your age is showing, like Joe Biden. Like...
Fuck you.
No, Joe Biden.
Oh.
Like, not you, bro.
Definitely. Say words. Hey, this is a segment, right?
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
That was what... I just joked. My saliva betrayed me. This was... Nice.
Good saliva.
Yeah, this is...
Good saliva? Why did I just compliment your saliva?
Yeah. What?
Sorry, I'm deaf right now, so I can't really...
You're apparently
much.
Something else too. Holy crap. You know what my...
What?
How you know about my saliva?
You told... You're like, oh, I just choked on my saliva. And I was like, good saliva. Never mind. Hey, what's the segment?
Hey, come find out. I'm just joking. Yeah, we're going to do segment now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, thanks for tuning in. Also, episodes will come out every Wednesday, by the way.
Wednesday,
we're Wednesday people now.
Yeah.
Just because
hump day.
I think it's just
Wednesday
better.
Hump day.
Yeah. Middle of the week. It's just a sign that it's like, okay, we're in the latter half of the week.
Yeah.
Weekend's coming.
Oh, I like, you know? Actually in my city, Wednesday is like crazy day, crazy people day.
What is that?
Crazy people
day. Because I don't know.
They just come out. They're like, ah.
No. There's history behind it, like small history, and I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard from the elderly. That one time, like some people were attacking our city. I don't know, and the people of our city start acting crazy. Everyone came out of their houses, start acting crazy, and these other people got scared and left. Oh. So they call us. They have
the
like
crazy people.
The crazy people.
Yeah. I mean, they like people in my city. Like, they have like in Syria, it's like people from Homs. They're like very funny. Like we're very humorous, like kind of people. Yeah, okay. And we're crazy, I guess. But we're like the most beautiful in Syria. Ask around.
Shout out to me. Syria. Yes.
I'm not disagreeing. Yeah. Self-promote.
I'm just selling our people, you know? Just
selling our people.
Just marketing.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need a PR team.
Get yourself behind. A Syrian.
Get yourself a Syrian.
Legally. You won't regret it. Legally.
Or illegally. For fun. For
illegally?
For
just,
I don't know.
Just stop talking.
Just have a buddy. We have one. She's a cool friend, I think.
You think?
Nah, I'm just joking.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it. Would you rather never drink your favorite drink or never eat your favorite food again?
Oh, would you rathers?
Never eat my favorite food again.
Yeah,
then I would actually
drinking.
Then
yeah.
I would never find I would actually find out what my favorite food is. Because I don't know. I don't know what my favorite food is. Yeah. I'm a wide variety.
I would rather not eat my favorite food again because I get bored of it easily. Like
food is boring sometimes.
I would rather just have my coffee every day because my favorite drink is coffee.
It's coffee.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Can't live
without
it.
I'm a big drinks guy.
I think my favorite drink is water, so I need water, bro.
Oh, such a PR answer. Okay, guy. Get Joe Biden over here with this PR answer. Water, you.
No, like...
have you ever had water? It's so good, man. God.
H2O.
Such like life. H2O,
life.
Baby. Give me
essence
that water.
Of life.
Water for everybody.
No, I think genuinely my favorite drink is water.
I trust
for
you.
For sure. Yeah.
Are so you one of these people that can taste the difference between waters?
I can.
Can you?
Yeah. Tap water, filtered water.
To an extent. Sparkling water. To an extent, like if... You know, it's almost like you have to noticeably do something with the water for me to taste it. But like if it's just like regular water versus regular water, then
like
I'm not
like bottle water versus tape water. Can you taste the difference?
Tape water?
Tap water.
Oh
my god.
Okay.
Sorry. Tap.
Tap. Yeah. No.
Tap dance. You stopped that, hey?
Yeah, I stopped.
Damn.
Now when I go for like heels.
What?
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find my niche, you know?
Because
I keep throwing myself into classes like that.
See what works.
Yeah. I keep throwing myself into classes and I'm like, I went to hip hop and I'm like jumping like that. And I'm like, that's not me. Like, I'm not like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm more like feminine, you know?
I like senior cycles. Because
okay.
When you started hip hop, you're like, yeah, it's exciting. And everyone's so cool and it's so fun. Now you're like, I'm not a jumper.
Because with hip hop, you need to actually like.
It's very physical.
Yeah, and
it's
you need
like
to be like
your whole body.
Like, yeah. Like move like a man, you know. And I'm like, I don't know if that suits me, you know. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So,
what's your next endeavor?
Some people have swag, you know. I don't know if I have swag. I have like more sophisticated, you know. So I was like, I should try heels, you know. Mm.
What's the next dance?
Heels.
Heels.
Or, that's a dance.
Or they have a class called Keep It Sexy.
Ah,
damn!
It's like Beyonce.
Keep It Sexy.
Like, I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Shit.
There's pole dancing too. No, just kidding.
Kyle, you ready?
we all gotta secure
I got
our future.
Stun lock there for a minute.
Guys, we gotta secure our future. Plan B.
Give me that pole. Pause. Okay, back to segment.
Okay. Would you rather get a massive black eye before every major event in your life or spend 6 months in a body cast?
oh no.
My
god. Body cast for sure.
Body cast,
I think so.
I would rather get the black eye from Chris Brown. Just kidding.
Call back.
Just kidding.
So you went to Chris Brown?
Yeah. Weren't you going to talk about that? Chris Brown?
Only good from segue. Chris Brown. No one else can do it.
Whoa.
my God. Joking. But yeah, we went to his concert recently. It was really good.
Good dancer.
Yeah.
Good dancer.
I didn't like him before, but now I like him.
Okay. Nice. Because he... The black eye thing?
No. I mean, that thing, because I actually looked into it, you know? I just wanted to know, like, the hate, you know, and everything.
Yeah, true.
And it was
true.
Back when he was, like, 17, 18, and they were in an abusive relationship. We went to his concert recently. And
there's a lot of baby making songs that this guy he's probably birthed so many kids.
His concert was like sex is in the air. Like
damn.
It was so like heated there. Yeah. Like all the girls, you know. Yeah. And he had like this his performance is so good. Yeah. And it was very long concert. We had like two breaks. Like during the concert, where like he had to rest and come back,
he just laid down on the stage because of the.
No. He I had must to imagine change because like because his album is like water, fire, something, earth. So for each one, he changed his outfit.
Oh. Sorry, shout out my guy Carl.
And one of the performances is like he's in bed and all the girls are around him, and like it was so sexual. Like if you took your parents or. Anyone like it's good luck
because
it was so like that, you know, but it was really good. But yeah, I told you, like, I was looking into the fight with him and Rihanna and all of that, and like they were in an abusive relationship, and like
I think it was just toxic.
They were just like fighting each other, and they were like 17, 18, and I was like they were kids. Like
what the fuck? They were stars.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, people change, like
for the better.
Yeah, because like I've just been seeing like when this when his concert was up, it was just like All the stories are just Chris Brown. Yeah. The majority of them were girls as well too.
Like exactly.
Instagram.
Like
in that one part where he sings like, I really wanna take you down. Like doing that body roll on the ground.
Yeah.
I saw the only video that I did see was him in the air.
Yeah.
And he got stuck.
Yeah.
And he got stuck.
Yeah, he was stuck there for like 20 minutes.
But not in Vancouver.
Not in Vancouver. Some random Broadway show. But he got stuck. It was. And he was like, he was yelling at.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, it was funny.
But it was so cool when he flew in the air and he came close and they started doing like kind of like strip club dances, like, you know, on the ground and just like this, like Magic Mike
Magic Mike shit.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And my partner was like tapping me, like, oh, and I'm
close
just
your
like,
eyes. You were just in trance, like,
and I'm like, you took me to the wrong concert.
That's funny.
And there was a couple next to us. They were like humping on each other the whole time. And I'm like, go for it.
Dry,
you know?
Humping?
All the time. Okay. I'm like, okay, Jesus. Okay. Like,
I thought they were pants down. Like, actually.
I mean, I think they almost did that. Cause
there's a couple fucking right beside us.
And they were looking at us the whole time. And I'm like, what do you want from me?
Making eye contact?
Yeah, the girl just like looking at me the whole time.
You wanna
just shaking her head and looking at me and smiling. I'm like, what do you want from me? Like, go to your hump your guy. Don't come near me. Like,
he's like, give me a black eye.
Like, I don't. When I go to a concert, I want to enjoy the performance. I'm not here to you know, do like these stuff. Yeah. You know, I'm like, I want to see. I don't get to see that all the time. You know,
exactly.
Very true.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Wow.
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Chris Brown.
Okay.
Cool.
Black eye.
I would do.
Oh yeah, would you do the black eye or the cast for 6 months?
Cast for 6 months for sure.
I can't. You're gonna be so weak. Like, we're gonna be so weak when you get out of it. Yeah. But like, I don't know.
You feel claustrophobic. You can't move.
Oh, yeah. That's terrifying. Actually,
yeah.
You can't itch.
You'll be like Stephen Hawking, right?
Yeah.
You can talk with beep beep beep. I don't know.
Cameron, you can talk. Your body's broken, but I don't. That's terrifying. I didn't think about the claustrophobia thing.
Yeah,
actually,
that
are
was
you claustrophobic?
I think so. Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. I've been in tight spaces before.
And then you
but
didn't
like
do
it,
well?
No, I was fine.
Oh, like if someone took the pillow and put it over your head?
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What if they're trying to strangle me?
What happened at the Chris Brown?
Something awoke inside Ravav after that concert.
Or what else? What else?
Oh, when you get thrown. Yeah.
What else makes me feel claustrophobic? I guess when I just can't move.
I think it's when can't move stuff.
Yeah.
Like when
you're, or you can't get out.
The idea, like, holy crap. There was one thing I crawled into, something like that was tight spaced, and there was a moment that I felt like I was about to get stuck. And that's when I was like, holy shit. Like, I need, like, it, I freaked out, and so I, like, really forced
my way out of it. Like, I could never work in a mine.
Yeah, no.
Because I saw a movie once where they're, like, working underground, and they're just, like, digging and stuff. I couldn't watch that, because I was like...
Feels like there's no air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... That stuff's scary, man.
Just, like, one time you said you want to bury it with your cell phone or something, in case you wake up.
I'm terrified of being buried alive.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, oh, shit, he wasn't fully dead, and I just, like, wake up, and I'm like, the fuck? Like, and it's dark, there's nothing, and I'm just... Now I just have to die by, like, lack of water and food.
But there's no oxygen.
Or that, yeah. I would just, like, run out of oxygen, which that sucks too. Like, all of it sucks. I just don't want to wake up. That's like...
But that is also, like, why wouldn't you wake up all the time? Only when they put you inside, I'm just saying,
like, what a freak phenomenon. Because these things happen.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, 7 billion people in the world. Shit happens. Damn. The weirdest things
you
happen.
Researched that.
Bodycast. Maybe black eye.
What would you pick? Bodycast black or black eye?
Yeah. Really? I don't want to be not
every
able
major
to.
Event
I feel bad
your
for your like partner then.
Why?
Because I'm like, why, Rabab, why do you always have a black eye?
Is everything all right at home? It's the same thing. Every time I hit my legs and I have a huge like bruise.
Yeah, but girls bruise
and
my
boyfriend is like, like, stop getting your legs bruised. People will think that I'm doing that.
Yeah. It's like when, like, because that shit's very real and scary.
Yeah.
If you're in a situation like that, hope it works out.
Yeah.
Get some help.
Yeah, get some help.
But, like, yeah, man.
It is real. Help, yeah.
Toxic couples.
Because I always notice, like, whenever I have scratch or anything and my boyfriend is with me, people look at that and then look at him. I'm like, dude.
Oh, really?
Like, shut up. Yeah. Like, I'm just a messy person. I'm clumsy. Like, I hate everything. Like,
yeah.
I had, like, recently I had, like, two scratches like that. I dropped my hair iron and it burned.
Damn.
Like that. Burned and it looks like a bear scratch. Like, it looks very
intense.
Bear
spray.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mace. Delicious.
But yeah. Okay. Would you rather...
Beautiful.
Would you rather have the best social skills in the world or the best looking person in the world?
I've already done that.
Well, I mean, like,
I'm here.
Starting from square one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love me, my love.
You guys just, like, hyping each other up, like, personality.
I mean,
yeah, I'm dope. No, I'm just joking.
Being the best talker, because being the best talker, I think, is more flavorful if you live.
Yeah,
life.
But like you—that's something.
But I feel like you guys are already like.
I mean, just starting, like, starting from square one probably is what this, you know, would you rather?
Yeah, but
is
like
thinking.
That's we all started from square one.
Yeah.
What do you mean started from square one?
Like, be the best talker. Like, if you were born, like, be the best looking or be the best talker.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's be the best looking, or
would you rather, have the best social skills in the world or be the best looking in the world?
Oh, I thought I said be with somebody.
Oh no.
Anyways,
no.
I love you, my love. You are. be the best talk like social
you
skills.
Have the, yeah. Would you rather have the best social skills or be the best looking
social
person?
Skills. I'd rather.
Yeah,
have that.
I feel like
I'd rather
I could
have that.
Persuade so many people, do a lot of shit with just being having that social
skill. Because a lot of people, like, you get attracted to them by the way they're talking and they carry themselves.
Yeah,
because a lot of people look very good, but the moment they talk is like, nah, I can't talk to you, you know.
Yeah. Oh my god, I remember
you're just like fuckable, that's it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just gonna point this out, fuckable.
Carl,
for
Carl
sure
business. Carl has no games. Hey, you're fuckable.
And I have
come
no
here.
Game.
Dude,
to all the girls out there, like,
if you're
fuckable,
Carl will determine if you're fuckable or not.
We should do that swipe dates.
Fuck it or not.
you know these ideas, like from Cut and Ghibli?
Yeah.
Like where you...
Swipe
we should do that
right.
with Carl. Right.
For Carl.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to be one of those
Carl's
videos.
So nice, though. He's going to just say yes to...
We should apply for them. I think they record them in Seattle or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways.
Yeah, cool.
I, like, met, like... Personality's huge.
Yeah.
Because, like, I met this one person. I remember... We, like, met for the first time. How, like, it could blossom into something. And I remember telling a few jokes. Like, I was just being funny, just how I usually try to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you like to make jokes. And I was like, yeah. She said, oh, this is not going to work. And I was like, to my face. And I was like, you have no humor whatsoever. She's like, you're the type of guy to tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, that was crazy.
I think it's compatibility too, you know?
Yeah, but like, I mean, to be fair, 100%. I would have never ever hung out. I couldn't even be friends with this person.
Yeah.
But like, I told like one joke, and then she's like, oh, you're the type of guy to tell jokes. And then another person said, have you ever had to like be serious ever?
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, damn.
I was like, kill you. No, no. Go die. Jump off a bridge.
That is so bold.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You can just say it respectfully that, oh, it's not my thing. You know?
Yeah, but like, how fucking gray is your life that you can't have humor in it?
No.
Go fucking hug your mom. Like, geez, like, your life must be so miserable.
He's still so bitter.
Yeah, I hate you.
The grudge this man holds.
Yeah, but, like, that's so crazy. That's like, oh, like, if you've ever had to be, what the fuck?
I know.
I can't be funny. Literally my whole, I'm just trying to make people laugh.
I know. Because some people say words, they don't know that they're like hurting you as a person. Because it's like, maybe this is your own, your thing, you know? Yeah. This is your personality. And they're just insulting your whole personality in like one word.
And I was like, dude, this bitch, like, you see in black and white. I swear
to God. Sometimes just keep it to yourself and just like respectfully say, I don't think we're good together. That's it. Like, you don't have to say it to his face. Like, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Like,
get buried alive.
Well,
oh my god.
Nah, but damn, that's crazy to say.
I think
someone.
The cops are knocking on the door. Just kidding.
Yeah, there's a murderer on the loose.
Carl jumps out the window. Is that it?
There's two more.
This is all satire.
Two more.
I know. It's for content.
I'm exaggerating.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you right now. No.
Poor content.
Rabab's got the business mind. Carl.
We should not make content with Rabab anymore.
We'll kill you. Okay. Yeah, we're joking. I love these people.
Yeah.
I said it like I'm a prisoner. I love them.
You're held captive.
They're great.
Like, gun to your head.
Precious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat nothing but dog food for a month or wear a dog leash for a year straight?
Dog leash,
yeah.
What were you about to say?
Dog leash? Yeah.
He's like, dog leash.
I was thinking, like,
dog.
Food. Yeah, I need.
For one
obviously
month?
I need food. Wait, does it say like dog food for a month?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Come on,
like,
dog food seems yummy.
Like, just
looks yummy.
Dog food, like, just dog food, like, every day.
Huh?
Every day for a month.
You get hungry, you just eat dog food for a month.
Yeah.
That's your only food source.
If I could air fry it, sure. If I could air fry the dog food,
but I think
food,
I would do the dog leash too, because I mean, it's trendy anyway.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be like a fashion statement.
You can make it a hip thing. If it's like wearing the dog leash is one thing.
I would do
but
both. I would,
like,
eat dog food and leash.
She does just, that now.
I'll just wear a turtleneck throughout the year. Just
a harder question is,
imagine wearing a tank top with a turtleneck.
Oh, that's like some H&M shit.
A harder question is, like, eat the dog food for like 2 months, or you have to wear the dog leash, and when you go out in public, you have to have someone lock you. You have to go on your hands and knees.
No.
I saw that in Metrotown once.
Oh, I saw that in Maple Ridge too.
I saw it in
they're like literally riding the bus like that.
They were in a gimp costume. Do you know what a gimp costume is?
Yeah.
What?
Fully leather.
Ew.
No, not leather.
Yeah.
A fully leather suit.
And it's only open from certain places?
Yeah.
Certain places, yeah.
And the person was just walking them around the mall.
But that is just...
Did you pet it?
I think one of the people we were with did.
It's just weird because it's like, you do this in your house, not in front of everyone.
Putting your kink in front of a bunch of people.
No.
Yeah. Especially like, because there was kids there too.
I think it's really selfish.
There was like kids in the fucking food court. It was in the food court.
I think I saw a video on TikTok also, like New York New York subway videos. You know, there's a lot of these videos.
I love those videos.
I know, intense. But that one that I saw was gross because I saw like a guy getting breastfed from a woman. Good. You know,
wow. God.
So.
Buried alive.
Homelander.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. I'm so scarred from his scenes. Like the way he is. Oh my god.
Yeah. Homelander.
And a lot of people say that he's actually like that in real life. Like he's a douchebag in real life.
Oh.
I don't know.
Never heard of that. I forgot his name.
I heard of that in the comments.
Really? I mean, I always see people praising him.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's really nice, dude.
He's really nice.
There's just like the meme is like, he's just playing himself.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh, he's playing himself. It's just only and when he like,
even
looks
admitted. I saw that on a post. I also don't know if it's true, but he admitted that he had a crush on that Stillwell, like that lady.
Oh yeah, when he was
younger, he actually had a crush.
Yeah, she's
on that
a
actress.
Huge actress.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's been acting for years.
So he must have enjoyed all these scenes with her.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially the, you know.
Yeah.
God damn.
I would too. No, I'm
joking. You're not joking. Come on, Carl.
Okay, last one.
For the kids listening. No, I'm joking.
Last one. Would you rather... Would you rather...
Sorry.
Well, I hope no kids are listening to this.
You'll cut your laugh like the moment. Like, you're like...
Ha ha.
Okay. I don't know. Would you rather permanently be barefoot or permanently wear shoes?
What the fuck?
Shoes,
I think.
Because anything could classify as a shoe, or as like a shoe, like sneaker shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I would make
it has to be all covered up.
I would design a shoe that is super like comfortable, super breathable, and easy to clean.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it's very breathable. Cause like, fuck, when we went to the lake the other day, I was barefoot for half the day, and
I don't know how you guys did it.
Hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean? Why we did it?
Like we didn't have slides. I would only take. Oh right, you didn't have slides.
We didn't have slides, and I didn't want to fucking wear my shoes.
Obviously, yeah. Because like you know when we were like coming out of the lake or going to the lake, into the water,
the rocks
there.
This is what I mean. My feet still hurt.
But I told your partner. I told her like it's good exfoliating for the feet, from all the dirt. Oh,
true.
Like
it's crazy.
It was so painful. They should do something about that.
Rocks?
The rocks.
These fucking rocks need to get a life. Get a job, rocks.
Kick rocks.
That was good.
What?
That was really,
what?
He said kick rocks.
It's an expression.
Like go kick rocks.
Like go kick rocks.
Like, oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was really
the same one.
You're good.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, but that's it.
It was still well. My guy here.
Best talker in the world. Not the best looking, though.
Oh, that turned sad.
But he's waiting for us to compliment him. No. You look good.
That was like, thank you.
Thank you. He didn't hear me. You're loved.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
That was such a fish for compliment. Fishing for compliment. But
that
anyways,
was a podcast.
That was all of it.
Yeah. Oh, cool. What do you mean we had five?
That was a lot.
Rather,
that was good.
That was a podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Yeah.
Or listening. Or. Thinking about us.
Or cringing.
Wow.
Thinking cringing. About us and stuff.
My partner is calling.
Good timing.
Cool. Good timing. I mean.
Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Every Wednesday, new schedule. We'll be back uploading clips again.
It's Wednesday, my
Cheers.
Dude. Cheers.
Bye-bye.